Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. What do we have today? It's an album review, Youngster CPT, for the album 3T.
This podcast is hosted by MJ.
The first time I heard about Youngster CPT, or I heard a verse from Youngster CPT, was on the song Wade Go, which featured Youngster CPT himself, Nasty C, and Stogie T. He bossed that verse. He absolutely bossed the verse on that song. And I said to myself, this guy can rap for days. Obviously, I was keen to know more about this youngster CPT guy, but tell you what, he has proven himself time and time again. And this time, he's got an album for us. It's called 3T. Now, when I think about Youngster CPT, I would say Cape Town finally has that one artist who truly represents the essence of the city.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Youngster talks to some of the hood people about the plight and neglect of the colored community in Cape Town. They touch on police brutality, the violent culture among the youth, just killing each other, the lack of jobs, and a lot more. The subjects are talking about introspection as the first step rather than blaming everyone else. They say we must look at ourselves and make changes from within. There's something inherently sad about the entire intro, especially when you consider the lives being lost due to Cape Flats violence with the colored community at the forefront. I mean, it's crazy. Obviously, this is all about the intro. It is about 7 minutes long. And it's called Pavement Special. And I think it's a very intriguing intro because it's like somebody was just took a dictaphone or a recording device and just went around the neighborhoods in Cape Town, went to the taxi rank and just recorded what was happening until they got home and then they started talking to other people, you know? Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Find us on motomotomusic.com.
Youngster also starts talking to his grandfather, and he echoes the sentiments of the previous subjects that were saying the youth are wayward, and to the contrary, he does say that the situation can be rectified. So it gave two differing perspectives about the approach to everything that's happening in Cape Town, the violence, and how it can be dealt with. I found that quite interesting. On the song VOC, Youngster CPT employs a very US West Coast, Dr. Dre, Snoop kind of beat. And the irony is, he is from CPT, which is in the Western Cape. West and West alike, I guess. I do suspect that he listens to a fair bit of LA kind of hip hop. So, yeah, I think that was the influence. The song Yati goes for a more chord-dominated sound that is turned up by the chorus, which is an easy chant to follow. And in a way, also the sound, it reminded me of Kendrick Lamar a bit. And guess where Kendrick Lamar is from? LA, the West Coast. There you go. Songs such as YVR, which has a video on YouTube, aka Young Van Ribbick, are really turn up in so many ways. Yet the lyrical content is just superior and not light or, you know, just surface lyrics, like what most other MCs would give you on a beat like that, like which is bouncy and, you know, makes you just want to turn up. And this is really the theme throughout the album. On the Motomoto podcast, I've played songs such as Sensitive, which again, it's just, you listen to it and you're like, okay, this beat, it slaps for sure, you know? But then when you listen to the lyrics, you want to listen intently. You don't want the beat to overpower what he's saying. And that's when you get to realize the kind of artist Youngster CPT is. He is a true lyricist. And he's very old school in the way he dominates the rhyme patterns and just gives it to you straight. He's not a mumble rapper, or close. But at the same time, he's very new school with his beats and the approach to his message, which makes him an absolute boss. One song that stood out for me is For Colored Girls. And this is a dedication to all the colored women. And for him to make a song like this, he's an icon. Wow, that is Youngster CPT for you.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
I could go through all the tracks, but to be honest, this album is amazing. Just amazing. You have to listen to it 2-3 times to really appreciate what he's saying. And his grandfather features in almost every song. So they had a chat, they recorded it. The commentary within the songs goes with what his grandfather says at the end. That is absolute genius. Creative direction, masterclass. How would I describe Youngster CPT and the 3T album? Think of vivid narration of Cape Town life from a born and bred Capetonian who embraces their Cape Malay heritage. He captures taxi culture, gang culture, the hopes and dreams, the fears of the colored community in Cape Town. Nobody comes close. And I'd normally say 22 tracks is a bit much on this one, but Youngster CPT is definitely an exception. I haven't listened to an album arranged in a more complete manner from a hip-hop perspective in years. Many, many years. This is a true iconic album which is going to shape the way we look at the colored community, not only in South Africa, but in Africa as a whole. I'm so impressed by this one. And obviously, technically, wow. And they knew when to slow things down, when to speed things up. I think all in all, there's not much I could say to fault this album.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I really feel that the pressure is on, because for him to follow up this album with another album and do better, I don't know. But of course, it's Youngster CPT. Guess what? He always has something in his arsenal. You know what, people? This album is a must listen. Go check it out. It's online on, most streaming platforms. And if you really, really love hip-hop, this album is a must. It doesn't matter whether you love hip-hop from what country, this album is an album you have to listen to. Youngster CPT, well done. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.